any issue that comes up, anything that you want to think better about, use the scan system.
So the scan formula can help us understand a little bit what's more true. Tell us about that.
It's a way of very quickly doing critical thinking. So you don't just do this on body language and behavior. You can do it about anything in your business. S in scan, suspend judgment. The C is for context. A is, you know, ask what else. N part of it is new judgment. In some situations, you can do that super quickly on all kinds of issues and come to a better understanding of the situation. So look, our brain is a prediction machine, not a knowledge machine, and we're trying to predict based on the frame that we went in with. Take what you've got and fly with it.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, once again to 15 Minute Friday. Easy to implement business tips for busy people who want to learn more and do better in the shortest amount of time possible. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I know hungry business people like yourself are busy. So let's introduce our guest, Mark Bowden. Mark, what's happening, man?
Oh, great to be here with you, Ben. What is happening? We've had forest fires. You've had forest fires. We'll smoke from the forest fires. I've got forest fires here. Our air conditions are not good for both of us, but we're here and we're with you all.
And I'm excited that you're here. Mark is full of energy, as we know. If anyone didn't listen, I just replayed Learn, Speak, Teach episode 25 on the stream. That was when Mark and I went, you know, a full 45 minute to an hour discussion. To remind you, he's the founder of Truth Plane. He's a quarter of the world famous behavior panel, world famous on YouTube, and he is a body language expert. So I'm going to try to not do anything stupid. And why I wanted you to come back on the show, Mark, is that I just read Truth and Lies, what people are really thinking. And I was like, this is really actionable. This is really powerful. Let's bring some value and give someone a nibble of an incredible book. So that's the introduction, but I want to pass the torch to you. I always ask the guests to bring a quote to kind of set a stage for our interaction today.
Yeah, okay. A quote. Here's my favorite quote in the world. Jim Henson said it through Kermit the Frog. It's take what you've got and fly with it. Take what you've got and fly with it, which I guess is like, you know, make the best out of anything you have. There you go.
There it is. I'm curious, in terms of today, June of 2023, what have you been flying with? What's new and exciting?
Oh, well, you know, what's so interesting is you were talking about the behavior panel. What a ride we've been on. I think we are, certainly from our point of view, we're over 100 million views now on YouTube, coming up close to 1 million subscribers. We started this thing at the start of COVID. As you say, it's kind of world famous now. What an extraordinary ride. And what did we do? Well, we took what we had, which was four guys who knew each other, sat down and chatted for hours on end, recorded it, and we have a show. It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And you're, this isn't a pitch for the behavior panel. I just love it. You guys are from a very pragmatic, non-biased approach, looking at current events and letting people know, is this shady or are they possibly lying? Or I love how pragmatic, and it's not to push an agenda, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We look, obviously, all of us, every human being on the planet has biases, else we'd never be able to make a decision in our lives. But I'm not saying we're not biased, but we try to pay attention to what that bias at any point might be. We try and let an audience know if we think we have a bias there. And certainly I and the other guys as well, all of us are trying to do critical thinking at all points, which is how do we think better about any subject, especially body language and behavior, which is what we look at. But how do we think better about that all the time and try and, you know, acknowledge our biases around that so we can get closer to the truth and the lies for everybody else out there.
That by accident is a brilliant lead in, because reading the book, you use a formula called SCAN, and it was a great way. I wrote down a ton of myths, you know, rude to stare, dilated pupils mean someone wants to have sex with you, selfies are narcissistic, body never lies. We have these biases that aren't always true. And so the SCAN formula can help us understand a little bit what's more true. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So look, when I wrote Truth and Lies with Tracy Thompson, co-author, we were asked to write a book on body language. We originally said, no, there's plenty of books out there on that. Then we rethought it and went, hang on, what would be interesting is a book on critical thinking disguised as a book on body language. Yes. And so we came up with this process, SCAN, and I'll take you through that if you'd like. Maybe that would be a good, you know, bit of learning for everybody. It's a way of very quickly doing critical thinking. So you don't just do this on body language and behavior. You can do it about anything in your business, any issue that comes up, anything that you want to think better about, use the SCAN system. So here's the way it goes, Ben. First of all, S in SCAN, suspend judgment. So we all have our initial judgments about something. I don't know, maybe you're going to purchase something, or maybe you're going to sign a contract on something. Well, you'll have a judgment about that because you're about to do something. You've kind of made a decision. You've got an idea in your head about it. First of all, suspend judgment about that. Now, what that means, Ben, is you're not destroying your judgment about it. You're just suspending it. You're putting it, I always think, you're putting it up on the shelf for a moment. You can go back and get it. You can take it down at any time and inspect it again. But for now, the judgment you're putting aside. So when it comes to, for example, their pupils are dilated, it means they really like me. They're really into me, let's say. Well, okay, it's possible. It's one of the possibilities. Suspend judgment around that right now. The C is for context. Take in the context, especially when we're in nonverbal communication. Context can change everything. What folded arms means on a cold day, okay, isn't necessarily what it means in a warm building somewhere. What folded arms means on a cold day isn't necessarily what folded arms means when you're about to purchase a vehicle. Or something along those lines, okay? So you've got to think all the time about anything you think to be true. Just check out the context, because the context may mean it's not true anymore, or it can be perceived in a different way. So suspend judgment, look at the context and see what that does to your judgment about things. Now, A is you know, ask what else? Ask for more information. I don't know. You know, I could ask you about it, Ben. I could go, well, what do you think about what we're seeing here? What's going on here? What do you see from your point of view? I could phone a friend. I could go, hey, I'm in this situation right now. What's your view on it? What do you know about this? I could get on the internet, you know, and do a search and get a load more. You know, whoever I'm dealing with at the time, I could ask them for more information.
Oh, directly ask them. So you have a judgment. You can just ask.
I could just ask if your arms are folded. Okay. I can go, okay, so that means Ben's not into this at all. Hang on, suspend that judgment. I can come back to that. What's the context of this? What situation are we in right now? I can go, hey, Ben, I just noticed you folded your arms. Like, what's going on for you at the moment? Like, what do you think of what I was just saying? Okay. I can get some kind of information directly from you. I mean, look, when it comes to body language and behavior, Ben, asking the person who we're making the judgments about is one of the last things we ever do, and probably one of the first things we should maybe think about. Why do we need to pretend to be mind readers when we could just ask them to give us their mind on it? So ask for more information. And then the end part of it is new judgment. Now form a new judgment. Now you've suspended that judgment. You've looked at the context. You've gathered more information on this. Is there a new judgment you can have? Now, just to let you know, the new judgment could be the old judgment. I can pull down that old judgment and go, you know what? I was right in the first place. but the new judgment could be radically different. And then what we do is test that judgment. We then, you know, find some way to go, how would I find out very quickly and easily if my new judgment might be closer to the truth than the old judgment? So suspend judgment, look at the context, ask for more information, new judgment, and then that little moment of, can I test it in some kind of way? In some situations, you can do that super quickly on all kinds of issues and come to a better understanding of the situation. What do you think, Ben?
I like it. I'm thinking the dilated pupils. Okay, we're at Burning Man,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's high.
Yeah.
Possibly. How do you test the judgment? So you've scanned, suspend, context, ask, new judgment. How do you test that new? You almost gotten back to judgment again at the end there. How do you begin to test there?
You're back to judgment, but you have now taken instead of relying on your instinct around it, your fast instinct, you've taken just that little bit more time in order to do some critical thinking. Use your intelligence to come to another judgment, essentially. Now you could test it. Well, if you're at Burning Man and somebody has dilated pupils in front of you and you are thinking, well, context, you know, well, maybe you can just ask a question. Hey, I'm wondering, you know, like what are you on at the moment? And they'd either go, actually nothing. Or they go, okay, yeah, this is what it is. Or they might go, well, who's asking? Which might mean that they're but they're wondering who you might be. But look, now at least you're into more of an interaction. Now you've got some ideas that get you into an interaction, which again might get you closer to the truth. Look, all the time, Ben, we are just trying to get closer to the truth. You know, closer to the lies that might be going on. Are we becoming brilliant mind readers, predictors of how something absolutely is? No, that's unreasonable. What we're trying to do is get smarter and therefore closer to what might be true.
I love this. So most of the listeners in some way, our relationship, I should not say in some way, we're all relationship driven. I mean, they're business professionals, whether it's a sales meeting or an HR concern, they work with people. In a business context, let's just use an investor meeting as an example. You walk in the room. What are the kind of things I need to be looking for? How should I present myself? I know it'd be a lot easier to actually have the image in front of us, but I walk in the door. What are the first things I should be scanning for, and what should I do as I'm walking into that investor meeting to make sure that I deliver?
Well, look, here's the interesting thing about this, Ben. Look how very quickly we're thinking about outside of us,
you know, our own body. Yeah.
Not looking at ourselves. Okay. So first of all, like, what judgment do you have about yourself as you're walking through the door? Ooh. Yeah. Can you suspend that? Maybe it's the judgment of, hey, I'm going to ace this. Maybe it's the judgment of, I just don't deserve to be here. Maybe it's the judgment of, I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. But first of all, can you suspend your own judgment about what's going on? So you're getting fresh eyes. I guarantee the moment you woke up that morning before going into that investors meeting, there are a whole cascade of judgments that started to happen. Some of them could be useful for you. Some of them could be unuseful for you. Can you first of all suspend your judgment? Context. Well, what is the context of this? Yeah, like the context of importance. How important is this? Do you feel this is like nothing? Do you feel this is the biggest thing ever? Or is it something in between? Because look, that is going to have an implication on the way you're viewing other people. Yeah, the way that you framed the situation ultimately is going to dictate how you're decoding it. You'll decode it for your framing, not against your framing. You've probably done those great tests where you're played something of kind of a voice with white noise and then shown pictures of objects. And strangely enough, you think the voice is saying the name of that object.
Huh.
It truly is. It truly, you can make it for yourself. Just get a bit of kind of white noise, kind of voice sound. and then put up an image of something and notice how your brain wants to make that noise, the word of that image. So look, our brain is a prediction machine, not a knowledge machine. And we're trying to predict based on the frame that we went in with. So the context, what's the frame you're going in with? Ask for more information from people. I don't know. Go up to one of the investors and go, hey, so great to see you. I'm just curious, like, what are you most wanting from this meeting? Mm. What have you come for? Yeah. What's your feeling about this meeting today? Yeah, do intelligence work, which means go and gather more information from more people about what's going on here. And then based on all of that, do you have a new judgment about yourself? Maybe you've got a new judgment that says, hey, this meeting isn't going to be as bad as I thought it was going to be. Maybe you've got a new judgment going, uh-oh, I'm in big trouble here. I was coming in super confident, but based on everything that I'm getting, I need to come up very quickly with a very new presentation to deal with this situation. But look at all of that, Ben, and just think, you know, what came from a book on body language is essentially a book on getting closer, an idea about getting closer to what's really going on. And that process that we've got there is just the most pared down critical thinking process that I could really come up with. Maybe others can come up with quicker, smarter, even quicker, smarter systems. That's the best I could do at the time. It's pretty good.
You can't beat the SCAN acronym. I know that much. Yeah, and yeah. I'm obsessing in my head over the ask segment because it just seems so darn easy and just humane that just ask. A buddy of mine, John Livesey, wrote The Sale is in the Tail. And the short version is he does sales through storytelling. But who are you? Who's your audience? You just ask. Hey, right. How long have you been here? What? Or if you don't have the capacity to ask, I can probably go on their website and get a gist of their mission, vision, and values before I go into that call.
Yeah. Look, when it comes to, let's just talk about investors, because I work with people who are seeking investors a lot, you know, at all kinds of stages. And they're always, you know, those people are always working on their presentation. Like, how do I present the business in the best possible way? How do I present this idea in the greatest possible way so that this person will go, yeah, that's something I want to put in money into. I go, no, what you want to do is investigate what's worked for them before. They've got a dollar and that dollar has a job to do. Okay. You've got to work out what is the job of that dollar? How have they got that dollar to do that job before in a way that they were really confident with? Because they will take that story again. Yeah. People, if they've eaten a great apple, they will go back and buy the same apple. Okay. Yeah. Different core to it, but same apple. Yeah. Essentially,
people go to fast food every single day of their life, knowing that it hurts their body, but they enjoy it.
Right, because it works. It got the job done. The key is knowing what the real job is. And can you say, look, this does the job that you want it to do? Not this is a great idea. They shouldn't really care about the idea, okay? They should care about the outcome. Does it do the job that I wanted it to do? The other thing as well is, what did they miss out on before that they wish they hadn't? Okay. Can you let them know how your investment is an example of something that they missed out in the past and this time they could get it? Yeah. I mean, Ben, were you there for Apple in the first round of investment?
No. I wasn't there for Amazon. I wasn't there for Bitcoin, Tesla, any of it.
Hey, Ben, if I told you that I have something for you, which would be like getting in the first round of Amazon, would you want to hear about it?
Yes.
Okay. So just notice how all I've done is attach what I have to an example of something that you didn't manage to get the first time around.
Can we flip it? Because I think this would be interesting. Imagine I said no.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine you say no. Okay?
No, I don't like Amazon. I think that Bezos is ruining the what this made this country great.
Yeah, I agree. I would say. I agree with you. So what if you could have that investment without any of that downside that you dislike so much?
You got a magic wand over there, Mark?
Do you want to hear?
I'm curious. That's
yeah,
for sure.
exactly, you're curious. Yeah, because I'm investigating what your desires are. Essentially, I'm investigating. You know what you want. Yeah, but what you don't want as well. And you told me that. You said, yeah, I'm. You kind of because you said, look, but I don't want it with the Bezos and all of that stuff. If I say, but you can have that, would you be interested in that? No, I'm not saying, will you buy that? Will you invest? I'm just saying, would you be interested in that? It's very hard for you to say, yes, very hard for you to say no.
You've earned more time. That's a guarantee.
I've certainly earned more time with you, for sure. And most people are coming in with solution selling, which ultimately is going, look, here's the big pitch. Here's the thing that I have. And usually they're selling you a solution for something else. Yeah. Not a solution for your dollar that's being invested. They're selling you a solution for some other problem and hoping you will be able to make the correlation between the solution to somebody else's problem and the dollar that you have. Yeah. Rather than going, okay, I need to bundle a solution for your dollar. Anyway, that's my experience. When we go about it that way, we have way more success.
I could go all day with you, Mark. Before we give the audience some homework, how can I go all day with you? How can I have you at my fingertips and learn from you far more?
Yeah, okay. Well, look, obviously I do keynote speeches. Obviously I do training. I do one-on-one with people. So you can go and learn about that at truthplane.com, truthplane, truthplane.com. Obviously, there's my YouTube channel. That's at Mark Bowden. Go to the behavior panel as well. Google my name, Mark Bowden, and you'll find lots of me on there. If you're willing to sit on the internet for the whole day and watch videos, then absolutely. If you want to engage with me, otherwise, go to the website and we can talk more there.
You know, Mark, this last segment's a projection because I spent probably 10 years of my life reading and listening to podcasts. And I was an alcoholic and I was just drinking myself to death and I wasn't implementing anything that I learned. So let's integrate some of this information. Let's actually integrate it into our lives so we can leave this discussion more powerful with a new tool in our toolbox. Based on what we discussed today, what would you recommend someone do as a homework assignment to integrate this into their lives?
Well, look, as you well know from your life, doing things in steps is important. Tackling one thing and then the next thing and then the next thing, yeah? So look, suspend judgment, context, ask, and then you. Let's just focus on step one there. Suspend judgment, okay? As you go out about your day today, notice the amount of judgments that you make. Okay. Listen to that voice in your head.
Don't get me started with that one.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with judgments. It means we can get on with our day, but just listen to them. Listen to the amount that there are. And every now and again, think to yourself, okay, let me suspend that judgment for a moment. Okay. Just practice that thing of not being so attached to it. And going, look, let's just put it to one side and continue on without that for a moment, even for 10 seconds, 30 seconds. Yeah. Just to see what happens if you just detach yourself from that judgment for just one moment. Don't do it while you're crossing the road. You need a lot of really good judgments when you're crossing the road. Okay. But in other situations, you can go, well, let's just put that judgment to one side and see what happens. Ben, if you just do that once during the day, you will have done more than most other human beings on the planet, because most of us just don't have the capacity or the time to suspend judgment just once in the day. Try it just once and then notice how much you can incrementally increase that suspension of judgment and notice what happens in your life. The more you suspend judgment and open up to other ideas that might be out there.
Love it, Mark. I'm up for the task. I hope everyone else is up for the challenge. Again, if just that one suspension of judgment can make the clarity is power, right? I we're judging people all the time, and you mentioned it. It's how we get along. But are we judging wrong people in the wrong way at the wrong time? And how can we suspend and get a little more clarity?
Perfect.
I'm just starting to learn this stuff. I've only watched like 10 videos and I still feel like a beginner, Mark. So I'll go deeper with you. I appreciate you coming on. You put your finger up. Do you have something to add? I'm excited.
Yeah, let me just give you one real key way to do that suspension of judgment, because it Please. May be useful for you. Okay. Just every time you feel a judgment coming into your head, okay, place the word maybe after it. Just that. Just maybe after it. Yeah. And that way you'll notice that more opportunities open up for you. Yeah. So you see somebody in that boardroom, okay, and your judgment goes, uh-oh, they're not going to invest. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Just that will make the difference for you.
She doesn't like me, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Let's check. Let's check. Because the moment you go maybe, you can go, let's keep on going. See what happens. Yeah.
Golden opportunity. Thank you for the time today, Mark. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Ben. Always good to see you.